Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
BJ and Jamie.
Yeah, gotta get rolling. Good morning, everybody, and welcome to the program, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show, on the air on a Thursday. Not as cold this morning, is it, Jamie?
Actually, Alexa told me this morning it's going to be a high of 57.
Yeah. 57?
That's what she told me.
I may play golf today.
I know, that's what she said.
Is it really going to be 57?
Yeah, it's going to be gorgeous.
She said, up and at 'em. Today's high is going to be 57. Today's low will be like 26 or something like that.
And then the Arctic blast.
Yeah, but they pushed it a little bit.
What do you mean?
They pushed it Sunday to Monday.
They did?
Yeah, because Monday is only, the high is only going to be 4 degrees.
Yeah.
That's what I saw.
And then Sunday night is going to be the minus, the wind chill stuff.
You and I are going to be out of town. You can't be pushing this thing around. Let's get her done. Get her done while I'm out of town. I want to come back here and it be 60 degrees again.
It's not going to be like
oh,
that.
Oh, man, it's going to be cold over the weekend, man. They say low of, minus 8 or something like that. It's going to be really cold. And then the snow keeps piling up. Oh, we're going to talk to the Mountain Wave weather guy today, I think.
Yeah, he's going to be on at 8.
Oh, okay.
8 o'clock this morning, right? Nice.
Yep.
Is he off on some
He said he's down in New Orleans.
He's
and he's at
a conference.
Yeah, he's
at a weather conference.
Man.
What?
People love him.
Oh, I was like,
they
man,
bring
what?
Him in from all over the country, you know, got to get the Mountain Wave. I think our show has done that for him. We've put him over the top.
Did you just suck up your snot?
Yeah. Feeling cocky.
It's a little early for that.
Yeah, I think our show did it for it. It put him over the top.
Just a little early for snot sucking.
Aurora Public Schools, 2-hour delay, right?
Correct. Yeah, it is. And I think the kindies, are, I don't know, they'll get the notices.
Yeah, you'll get the notice, but they had some type of internet. Some internet problem, I think on Monday or something like that, right?
Yeah, somebody hacked it.
So they're going for the rest of the week, 2-hour delay.
Correct.
To school.
Yep.
Can't work without the internet. What did we do before the internet?
I know. You know what's funny? It says, a long time, what was the meme? A long time ago, we used to go on the internet to escape.
escape. Are you okay?
No, I'm not. I just inhaled something. I think dust. Anyway. A long time ago, we used to go on the internet to escape the world or whatever. Now we go and try to find the world to escape the internet.
That's exactly you know? Right.
Yeah,
totally
it's like,
reverse.
Everybody's like, I'm unplugging. You know, how many people say, I'm going to go unplug.
I'm going to go live off the grid.
Yeah. And just the fact that the internet being down or some hack or whatever it is that could cause school to be delayed.
I know. Isn't that crazy?
It's like a little weird, isn't it?
Yeah, really.
All right. Aurora Public Schools. They say 38,000 kids affected by this, along with teachers, too.
Correct.
So you're running a couple of hours late this morning. All right. Again, the Mountain Wave weather guy later on this morning as bitter cold heads this way. We'll take a quick break. It's the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. Just getting rolling here on a Thursday morning. Hang on.
BJ and Jamie.
Gotta be, boy. It's NSYNC. BJ, Jamie Morning Show here on this Thursday. Hey, Jamie, thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. You're welcome.
The Bob Ross toaster.
It just keeps on giving. Yeah. I gave BJ a Bob Ross toaster for Christmas, but then I had to take it back because I was missing one for somebody else. So he's like, just take mine and replace it. And so I did.
Right. Doing the right thing. Yeah. You know, take care of somebody else. I can wait on my Bob Ross. I'm just a good guy.
You
that's
just,
all.
Just really yeah. are.
Hey, yeah. I like this, though.
It's real nice,
yeah,
isn't it?
I can't wait to get this thing home. Yeah.
Well, I mean, and it does a great job. You'll be shocked.
It's perfect.
The toast pops up, and there it is.
There he
a
is.
A portrait. How do they do that?
It's some kind of metal plates.
Yeah.
Yeah, it burns it right into the toast.
That's so cool.
It's modern technology.
It's awesome.
Thank you. Thank you. Welcome. I love getting Christmas gifts in January.
I know.
I think it's kind of cool.
It's kind of fun. Yep. So there you go. Yeah, you can just make toast all day long.
Last night, Joe Biden said goodbye. Did you see it?
I did not.
Oh, it's so sad.
Was it?
Well, it just, anytime a president's leaving, I think that's...
The end of an era.
Yeah, it's an end of an era. Yeah. So nothing bad to say or anything like that. It's just that last night he gave the farewell address.
My eternal thanks to you, the American people. After 50 years of public service, I give you my word. I still believe in the idea for which this nation stands. Nation where the strength of our institutions and the character of our people
matter and
must endure. Now it's your turn.
Bye, Joe. Bye. So last night was it?
Yeah, so that's crazy. I think I saw that he like started or something, like he was a congressman at, I don't know, I think it said like 32 or something. And I'm like, holy crap, think about you guys at 32. Like all of us at 32. We didn't accomplish anything.
There's no way.
Yeah. I know, right?
50 years. Public service.
Holy crap.
Only job he's ever had,
he said. We're like worthless.
Yeah. So basically, he didn't do anything from like age 18 to 32 because he says it's the only job he's ever had was public service.
No, he felt the little kid's hair in the water.
You went to work, Jamie, at what, 15?
Yeah.
Is that what?
No, like 13.
Yeah?
Yeah.
And you...
Was a lifeguard.
That's right. Yeah. Did you worked in makeup at one time.
First I was a lifeguard, and then I sold Clinique. But before that, I called tow trucks. Remember?
For the state control. You called tow trucks.
Yeah.
Man, that's a gig for a teenager.
Right. That would be interesting.
Tow trucks.
Yeah, because the state police would call me on the phone, and then I would put out the all points bulletin to the tow trucks to go.
See, I never had a job with that kind of responsibility.
That's kind of scary.
That's some heavy crap right there. I did work at a nuclear power plant at one time. But I wasn't doing anything. They'd make me fetch nails and things like that. That was it. But I didn't get to call a tow truck from the state trooper.
You know what's crazy is they're talking about how TikTok, I guess, might be ending on Saturday or whatever.
Yeah.
And I only bring this up because of my kid and his jobs and stuff.
Yeah.
And so I told my kid, I said, why don't you do TikTok, write up the thing or whatever. But he was telling me that Elon's creating a app, and it's called the Everything app, and so we're pretty sure he's gonna make it into TikTok.
You think so?
Yeah, so it's called the Everything app. It's gonna have a lot of AI, it's gonna have a bunch of different things, but in one portion of it I think is gonna be a little TikTok.
I mean, it would be smart to be all encompassing.
Yeah,
like that.
I saw this morning where three different people have made an offer to TikTok to buy it.
Oh, really?
Yeah, one being Elon Musk, according to the sources. The other was Meek Mills. Rapper, right?
Mills? I didn't see that one. I saw Mr. Beast.
Yeah, Mr. Beast.
Oh, that makes sense. Mr. Beast makes sense.
Meek Mills, Mr. Beast.
Meek Mills would have that kind of money.
I know.
He's kind of tied up with Puffy.
They're saying it's worth $300 billion.
Yeah, Meek Mills doesn't have that kind of money. Yeah,
it also came out yesterday that Donald Trump is going to sign an executive order saying that put a halt to this. Let's think about this before he goes away. So
for like 60 to 90 days or something.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah, because Elon was asking for programmers, and he's like, I don't care where you go to school. I don't care if you even went to school, but I just want to see, I just want to see all your coding. And it's for this Everything app, which is crazy.
Yeah.
Who knows?
Yeah, I've been reading about this Everything. I don't understand it completely.
Well, it's not built yet.
Yeah, I mean, but there's articles out there about it.
Yeah.
But I don't know exactly how far it goes as far as, what he's going
to
have.
My son used to be the biggest fan of Elon, but now he's not a fan of him at all.
Why is that?
Because he said he just gets everybody to do his work and acts like it's his idea. And he's like, and he just like literally works everybody to the bone. And then takes all the glory. It doesn't mention their names.
Maybe that's how you become a billionaire. You don't do the work. You just have everybody else hire the best people. Let them do it.
Just take the credit.
Right?
Because he never shouts out anybody. He doesn't ever. It's always him. He never gives anybody kudos. Yeah. Ever, ever, ever. Yeah. All remember when you, before he was a Trump lover, you hated him? He was like, you were like, all he does is steal from the government. And
he
just,
does.
And just, I know, but you hated him. Because I was like, really? Because my son loves him. Oh, my God. He's just, he's a bad guy. And then all of a sudden he loved Trump. And now you love him.
I do love you.
I know.
I do love him. Yeah. I wear Elon Musk clothing.
I know. You're like, when I think they call you a sheep.
I'm a sheep. I'm a bad.
You should go to the Scott show.
I like X. I do like that. I'm not big on the electric cars, so I'm not still, you know, I'm not on board with that yet with the sheep thing.
Right.
But I do like the X format. And whatever he does in the future, I have no idea. I don't understand the spaceship stuff. Didn't he go into orbit yesterday for the first time or something like that?
I have no idea.
Or some of his people yesterday put up another rocket or something like that. He's hard to keep up with.
He is. He's very busy. He's very busy. He's a very busy man.
I can't compare his day with my day.
No, mine either.
Okay, it just doesn't add up for some reason. No. All right, we'll get to tabloid trash coming up next here on the BJ and Jamie Morning Show.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
You've just bought a ticket on Jamie's Train of Thought.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
Okay, so this is complicated. I don't even know, you guys. Drake is suing his very own label. So UMG is his label, and he says that UMG knew what Kendrick Lamar was doing. So, you know, Drake and Kendrick Lamar have been going back and forth for like 800 years. It's just exhausting. And so now he's going after the label, saying that the record label promoted Kendrick Lamar's negativity towards Drake and pushed saying that he was a pedophile, which, by the way, he has been known to date really young women, so... Oh, yeah. So that song, Not Like Us, it says a bunch of stuff. What's the clip of, Schmidil?
It's from They Not Like Us, which is Kendrick Lamar's song. It's the specific clip that they're, filing about. Yeah.
Can we play it?
I bleeped it. Yeah, okay. It's fine.
All right. So here it is.
Certified lover boys, certified pedophiles. Wah, 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 wah. That f*** them up. Wah, 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 wah. I'ma do my stuff. Why you trolling like a ain't you tired? Trying to strike a chord and it's probably A minor.
Yeah. You know, I had no idea Not Like Us was anything about him.
Yeah. You know?
And by the way, the only part I know is Not Like Us, yeah. Not Like
they
Us.
Not yep. Like Us.
Not, like, not us. Like Us. Not Like Us.
You know, I saw this controversy driving in this morning. I thought to myself, you know, Jamie, I need to find out which team you're on. Because I can't continue to work with you if you're on Team Lamar.
I know.
I'm Team Drake, okay?
Well, you like him young, too.
Yeah. You and I have to work this out. You darn right. Well, 2025.
Just kidding. All right, anyway, Travis Kelce is saying, I feel bad for him. I think that he was thinking about retiring. This is just my guess. I think he was thinking about retiring, and Taylor's like, oh my God, no, that's the only thing that makes you popular.
Well, she wouldn't get tickets to the game.
Exactly.
You know?
And I think that she feels like he's like looks more manly, and it's like amazing that he's out there, and you know, she's kind of like a... She's kind of like into that part.
Well, it's a whole love story, like, right? He's the football player. She's like the cheerleader, I guess.
Right. And then they fall madly in love, and he's playing for the team. But then he gets old, and now he wants to retire. She's like, no, don't stop. You can't be just sitting around on my private jet. You got to work. So here's what he had to say about that.
She's fully encouraging me to enjoy playing this game, and she loves coming to Arrowhead and coming to the games and cheering for me. So I got all the support in the world to keep chasing these dreams. That's the beauty of being in a very strong relationship, is that you get that support to be able to come in and focus on your craft, focus on being the best version of you. I'm as focused as I've ever been on my job and being the best player that I could possibly be week in, week out for this team. And, you know, it's because I don't have to worry about things in the off the field.
I hope they lose Saturday.
You do?
I want them out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I do,
get
too.
This over with.
Right.
Yeah, we don't care for the Chiefs. I mean, I know you do. You live in Kansas City, and I get that. No problem. But for me personally, get rid of the Chiefs.
Who are they playing?
I want them out of here. Houston.
Houston.
2:30 Saturday afternoon.
Gotcha.
First NFL game.
What I was going to go back to is what Travis had said. And, you know, I guess, Taylor and I are just built different, because if I was a billionaire and my boyfriend's playing professional football, I'd be like, you know what? You need to retire, because I don't want you to have brain damage or, you know, get snapped in two and like be paralyzed.
Oh, she doesn't care.
She doesn't care
at all.
She
doesn't care. It's all about how it looks to her.
Exactly.
I mean, he could get hurt Saturday.
He could. I mean, yes. Some of these guys literally have life-ending injuries.
By
you
the
know?
Way, they've already mentioned she's going to be there.
Oh, God.
Get ready. She's going to be there.
She is.
I hope they lose.
I would love to see
I want her out of the playoffs, because I feel like Taylor Swift is in the playoffs.
She is in the playoffs. You're not wrong at all. Kanye West. Oh, my God. He has confused fans royally. I guess yesterday he posted a video of Pamela Anderson completely naked.
Yeah, I watched it like 50 times, and no, just so we could talk about it.
Right, research. Yeah.
But I don't know why he did that. It was confusing.
It was a clip from 2008, of all things. It was when it was Hugh Hefner's 82nd birthday, and Pamela Anderson walked out completely nude, just with high heels, and presented him with a cake. Well, I guess Kanye got a hold of this clip, and he posted it, and everybody's like, why are you doing that? Here's some of the comments. I don't think Pamela Anderson is going to like what Kanye did. Somebody else wrote, did Pamela Anderson approve Kanye to post this video? And then somebody said, why the F did Kanye West post Pamela Anderson naked in his stories? It's very difficult to defend this man. I try very hard sometimes. But other people say he might be hinting at a collaboration with her.
It's just weird, because he just put up the video. There's no words. There's no hinting at anything, you know? It's odd.
Well, they're saying it might be a hint of a collaboration, because she appeared in his 2006 music video for Touch the Sky for his second studio album. So they're thinking that maybe she's going to be in a new video or something.
I don't think she wants anything to do with him.
I don't think anybody does.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes, I do.
I mean, there's a lot looming with him right now.
Yeah.
With lawsuits, P. Diddy, all that. I don't, if I'm Pam Anderson, because I feel like Pam Anderson's made a comeback.
She has.
Big time. Why would you want to tie yourself to that weirdo?
Yeah, that's really bizarre.
So I don't know.
You'll be happy to know DJ Khalid, and 50 Cent they've ended their beef.
Really?
And another one. Yeah. And
they
another one.
And another, no, that's all DJ Khalif, whatever. That's all he says in his songs.
Another one.
And another one.
Yeah.
And another one.
No, I meant their beef. I didn't know they had a beef.
And another one.
Oh.
And another one. And another one. Shut up! I didn't know they had a beef either.
Yeah, I had no idea.
The only beef I know is like that, where's the, and that was really funny.
I like a beef when it's over before I find out about it.
Yeah.
That's kind of cool.
I had Arby's roast beef the other day, and it was kind of slimy.
Yeah, I got to agree with
you.
I went to Arby's. You know, funny you should bring that up. I haven't been to Arby's in probably 5 or 6 years. And I stopped in there and got a roast beef, and I wasn't real happy with it. No, wasn't real happy.
I took one bite, and I called it a day.
I'm with Jamie on that.
I mean, there's a reason why I only ate the chicken. I'm just saying it obvious.
If you don't know, Carson worked there for how long?
Oh, like my entire life, pretty much. Ever since I was like 15, I got it. Yeah. My first job at 15, all the way through college, because they worked with my schedule when I was back from college. So it was great.
So that was good. Yeah. And so, didn't you say that roast beef comes in a big gelatinous like bag?
Yeah. So like we freeze it. It comes in a frozen package, right? It's like one slab, and then you unthaw it in the oven, right? To whatever temp, and then you slap it on that slicer, and you just slice it. But it looks slimy.
I will tell you, the slicer looks fun though.
Yeah, it does.
I've watched that before. It's mesmerizing.
Anyway, that ends our beef discussion.
Yeah. Normally, when you get that roast beef, that horsey can kind of cover up the
horsey
taste
sauce
a little bit.
Yeah. People drowned it in the horsey.
I love the horsey.
And then finally, for you, don't forget the Colorado State Police are looking for any of you that had your car hit by big planks of wood yesterday. I guess I-25 north of State Highway 52, 15 miles of northeast of Boulder. 20 to 30 cars were hit by 2x4 planks that fell off a truck, and they're saying please call them if you were involved in this.
Larry forgot to tie it down.
Here's what I would do. If you have some front end damage or like, you know, like a smashed windshield or something, I'd just say I would be like, oh my God, I was totally behind there.
Look at my car. Yeah.
I mean, you didn't hear that from me. I'm just saying I would do that, but you guys don't do that.
That's a great idea.
All right, I'm done. There you go. Tabloid trash.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.
Hi, I'm Kelly Corrigan. You probably never heard of me. Maybe you did. I wrote some New York Times bestsellers. I gave a TED Talk. But the reason I'm in your ear now is to invite you to listen to Kelly Corrigan Wonders. We talk to everyone from Bono to Amy Schumer, Spike Lee to Rainn Wilson, Krista Tippett and Bryan Stevenson about purpose, creativity, well-being, and what makes life worth living. Follow and listen to Kelly Corrigan Wonders on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.